Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
A busy week this week. I don't know why I say that. It's always a busy week, right? We're joining us now, Charlie Herman, business and economics editor for WNYC in the Takeaway. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
Do you have a word for the week?
Slow motion.
Slow motion. Actually, to a certain extent, that's relaxing.
Well, not really. I mean, you've got sort of the U.S. economic growth is going in slow motion. The ability to get the jobs proposal or get Congress funded, slow motion. And the train wreck that is Europe, it's sort of happening in slow motion.
I see. Okay. Todd Zwillick, the Takeaways Washington correspondent. Do you have a word for us this week?
Counterpoint. Counterpoint of the president selling his jobs plan across purple states. Contrasted with the Tea Party debate in Florida, and an interesting counterpoint if Democrats manage to lose a safe seat in New York on Tuesday.
All right, well, let's talk about politics first, because the president is going to be in the Rose Garden talking about his jobs plan. He's going to send it to Congress today. Is it going to be, as Charlie predicted, is this going to be slow motion on this bill?
It may be no motion. There has been an interesting contrast among Republicans on the Hill, many of them after the speech last week when we were in the chamber panning that plan, more of the same, a lot of eye rolling and everything else. But then leaders of Congress, the Republican leaders, not wanting to seem quite as obstinate to the president's agenda as they have in the past, saw some poll numbers in August showing the public is indeed fed up with all of the bickering and the strife, have said there are parts of this we might be able to pass. Sent off a letter over the weekend, Celeste, to the president saying, "We just hope, Mr. President, you don't expect us to swallow this bill that you're going to send up on Friday whole. There are parts of it we might be able to support. We could support some changes to UI, unemployment insurance. We could support some tax cuts. Of course, we're Republicans after all. But don't expect us just to eat the whole thing. We want to use this like a cafeteria menu. The problem with a cafeteria menu is that the more little items you take off the tray, the less likely it is to work and push 9.1 down." Meanwhile, of course, as you mentioned, the president, Rose Garden speech today, tomorrow Columbus, Ohio selling the jobs plan, the day after Raleigh, North Carolina selling the jobs plan, right into all the swing states. He was in Virginia last week. So this is a political, these are political maneuvers. Of course, he's going right to the swing states, right into Republicans' home turf to go after those independent voters. That's what this is about.
All right. So Todd Zwillick, what was that New York seat that you said could be dangerous?
Now, this is the New York 9th, little bits of Brooklyn and some bits of Queens used to belong to a guy named Anthony Weiner. I don't have to remind
Who's
you who
that?
Anthony Weiner
no,
was.
Please don't remind us.
Businessman Bob Turner's the Republican. State Assemblyman David Weprin is the Democrat. This is a safe Democratic seat throughout all of natural history. Barack Obama won it by 11 points, and Weprin, the Democrat, is down, and he's down by a lot, 7 or 8 points in the latest polls. He's a bad campaigner. Whoever wins this seat's probably only going to have it for 16 months, because New York is losing two seats. It's likely to be redistricted, but Republicans are casting this as a referendum on Barack Obama. If you're mad at Barack Obama and his very low approval ratings, they're going to vote Republican, and Democrats could lose this one.
All right. So let's move on to the economy here that Charlie Herman said was also going to be slow moving and has been slow moving. Fed Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will speak yet again. He's doing nothing but speaking lately. He'll be at the conference on the regulation of systemic risk on Thursday, and the Federal Open Market Committee will start meeting on Tuesday as well.
So next week, exactly.
Right. So, Charlie, let's talk about sort of the economic landscape. Meanwhile, this is all going on in the backdrop while the banks in Europe are causing the European markets to
As Todd sort of outlining everything that we have to sort of address here in terms of getting jobs going, in terms of trying to fix the U.S. economy. But overseas in Europe, especially in Greece, I mean, it's like everyone there is basically preparing for Greece to default on its debt. There's a lot of talk about could Greece leave the euro. And the worry, the concern here is sort of like what you saw here in the U.S. in 2008, where if one country gets into trouble and you say these three French banks, the three largest banks, there's a possibility that they could be downgraded. Basically, the worry that they have too much Greek debt, so then they have a difficulty of making loans. Then other people don't want to loan to them, and you just start seeing this slow motion, people pulling away their money from the banks. We saw what happened when there was a financial crisis here in 2008, and the economy went into recession. Does that happen in Europe? And then what sort of impact does it have on banks here in the U.S.? A lot of people saying there won't be a direct impact, and others saying that there will be. And, you know, if you look at the housing market and subprime loans, a lot of people before the crash said subprime loans would be contained, it won't be a problem, and then it ended up infecting the whole economy. So there really is this sort of worry of what's happening overseas, and this is at the same time that the U.S. is trying to address its own issue, systemic risk. It's this question about, you know, are banks healthy? I think Bank of America in the U.S. right now is a bit of a poster child for this. They're having a lot of difficulties trying to convince investors that they are solid and strong.
And they're facing a lot of lawsuits and
they're
penalties.
They're facing lawsuits and penalties. And so there's just still a lot of worries about the banking sector. And as long as that is sort of weak, it's going to be hard for the economy to grow.
All right. Well, we're going to get inflation figures for August on Thursday. Are we expecting to see that inflation is going up?
Up slightly. That's the expectation. But it's sort of been in check. I mean, the question is, how much is it going up, and will that affect the Fed policy when they meet next week? Will the Fed implement some sort of new program to try and get the economy going? But really, as the Federal Reserve Chairman keeps saying over and over and over, it's up to Congress and the president to really get the economy going.
Yeah, I can't imagine a QE3.
And, you know, there's some other things you've been hearing about, Operation Twist. A little complicated to get into in a short period of time, but basically...
We can say that they're not talking about Chubby Checker and anything that he recorded. But Todd, let's get back to politics here really quickly because, you know, and to a certain extent, the presidential race feels like it's slow motion also. The Tea Party is having their first debate, and that's going to be down in Florida. They're going to have, I assume, all the big headliners, Michelle Bachmann, Mitt Romney, and Rick Perry. Should we be paying attention to this debate? And if so, why?
Maybe not slow motion, but long motion. It's a long campaign. Here's the two most important things to pay attention to this debate, in my view. Number one, you mentioned it's in Florida. In that last debate, Rick Perry made the most headlines with his comments on Social Security, calling it a Ponzi scheme. He certainly made headlines, but a lot of people think he's going to have to moderate that if he ever wants to do well in Florida, should he ever make it to the general election. Rick Perry has overshadowed Michelle Bachmann. This is a Tea Party-sponsored debate. These are her people. He's eating her lunch with the Tea Party. Michelle Bachmann, if she wants to stay in this race and stay strong, needs to make some progress against Perry tonight. She's already running ads against him about his stance on immigration. So watch for an aggressive Bachmann in Florida tonight.
Are we seeing the GOP field shuffle out at all?
You know, the only person who has dropped out of note is Tim Pawlenty, and that was weeks and weeks ago. Everybody's still hanging in. Yep.
Even Rick Santorum.
He's in there.
And even Ron Paul.
He's definitely in there. Ron Paul's not going anywhere. He never is. But you also look for Ron Paul to do well. Ron Paul always polls well early in campaigns. The media gets criticized for not covering him closely enough, and it's true. It's just he never has the staying power to make it to a general election. But Ron Paul would also probably have some fans among this Tea Party, but really they were supposed to be Bachmann's people.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, talking about Counterpoint this week, which you will definitely hear out of Florida tonight. And Charlie Herman, economics editor for The Takeaway and WNYC, says they're going to be in slow motion, at least for this week. Thanks for both of you.
You bet.
Sure thing.
This is The Takeaway.